The Hawaiian island of Kauai is known as the Garden Isle, luring hundreds of thousands of tourists to its lush northern shores. But fewer make it down to the drier southwest side, home to many native Hawaiians who've lived here for generations, and where farming has always been a way of life. Today, these fields are home to large biotech companies developing Hawaii's biggest agricultural product. Seeds. Genetically modified seeds, mostly corn, to be shipped back and grown on the mainland.
Those fields behind me belong to Pioneer, one of the big seed companies here in Kauai. The prevailing winds here blow out of the northeast, and the residents here say that when those winds blow, they bring dust and pesticides from these fields down into their neighborhoods and homes.
And some believe that's making their children sick.
In 2007, I gave birth to my son, and within a day, we realized he was seizing, and we found that his brain had hemorrhaged, and he lost the whole entire right frontal lobe.
6-year-old Nakana Dickinson still has frequent seizures, according to his mother, Randy Lee. After consulting with a pediatric neurologist and a blood specialist, she now wonders if all her son's problems were caused by the location of their home in the valley just below the fields.
The only thing I could think of is I lived here this whole time I'm pregnant, and I'm getting this drift of dust constantly with pesticides.
You don't know for sure what the cause was of your son's illness.
No, and that's scary to me, and I can't know for sure because they're not disclosing anything to us.
A battle has erupted here in Kauai over the seed farms. More than 150 residents have sued Pioneer. Though Pioneer declined to comment on the litigation, the families allege that dust and pesticides contaminated their homes. They're also seeking damages for lost property value.
Pass the bill!
Thousands of others on the island demonstrated.
This public hearing is called to order.
And PAC County Council hearings in support of a bill passed just this week, imposing new rules on the seed growers. It creates buffer zones around the fields and forces the companies to disclose what pesticides they're using, when they're spraying, and how much. Several local doctors had expressed support for the legislation, citing serious health concerns.
There is a strong anecdotal evidence that there is a statistically significant difference in the incidence of cancer, asthma, and birth defects.
One pediatrician wrote in an email that he'd observed rare heart defects in babies at a rate 10 times the national average, but says years of epidemiological research would be needed to establish the cause.
It's really quite simple. Tell us what you're spraying, what you're growing, and then let us do a study to determine whether people really are getting sick.
Local politician Gary Hooser introduced the bill. He got involved in 2008 after a noxious odor sent several children and a teacher at a school next to one of the fields to the emergency room, complaining of dizziness and nausea.
This is serious, serious stuff that deserves our attention. It deserves to be dealt with now.
The seed companies and their employees came out in force to fight the bill.
I want people to know that we are good people and we do the right thing.
The companies said they follow government guidelines on pesticide spraying and that revealing their farming practices could make them less competitive. What's more, as some of the largest employers on the west side, they said the bill's other requirements could threaten their operations and the hundreds of jobs they provide.
Most people on the west side is employed by the seed companies. We all live as a community, you know.
The four biotech companies in Kauai own or lease more than 12,000 acres, close to 20% of the island's usable farmland. Their fields bump up against the nearby towns. Seeds are a big business in the state of Hawaii, valued at more than $240 million a year, more than triple the second largest commodity, sugar. Mark Phillipson works for Syngenta and is president of Hawaii's Seed Trade Group, which represents Syngenta, BASF, Dow, and Pioneer, a subsidiary of DuPont.
The reason that we're here is the weather. There's no winter. We're here 365 days a year, so we can get three crops a year. Whereas if we did this type of research or production on the mainland, we would get one crop per year. So something that would take 10 to 12 years to develop, we can do here in 3 to 4 years.
Phillipson says seed companies have developed better and stronger plants, genetically modified to withstand drought and pests. Today, almost 90% of the corn grown in the United States is genetically modified. And according to one industry study, since 1996, the technology has brought an economic benefit of more than $24 billion to America's farmers.
This is a row of conventionally bred line of corn. And you can see that there's a lot of damage here to the ear. That's all from an earworm. This is the same line, same exact line of corn, but it's got our Agrisure Viptera traits in it. And you can see that there's no ear damage at all to this ear. It's beautiful.
Even though the seed companies are only growing crops for research purposes, they still use conventional farming methods. That includes the application of several so-called restricted use pesticides, chemicals regulated by the EPA that can only be handled by people with a special license.
We follow all the federal and state guidelines on pesticide use, and those guidelines are very strict and they're monitored. We're very careful in how we apply the pesticides. We measure wind direction, wind speed. It's not of any advantage for us to have things drift out anywhere.
Because of a new state registry on pesticide sales and the lawsuit against Pioneer, some information on what's being sprayed has started to come out. But the seed companies, which invest billions of dollars in research and development, had been largely reluctant to share more specifics.
On the general use pesticides that you use on an annual basis, are any of you willing to disclose that amount? So I'll take the silence as a no.
The people in the community here have been asking for a few years now to know what pesticides are being sprayed by the seed companies here, how much, when, where. Why has that information not been disclosed?
The reason is not so much there's trade secrets, but it's more of competitiveness. Fast disclosure of those pesticide use would probably tell me the ingredients that you're using that I might not be using. We each represent a unique company that has a product in a competitive marketplace.
There's a lot of people in this community who say that they're getting sick and they think it might be the pesticides. What do you say to that?
Probably the first people in the community that would get sick would be our workers. And there's no indication of that.
Phillipson also points to a recent study by the Hawaii Department of Health showing cancer rates are no higher in Kauai than in other parts of the state, and other tests showing air and water samples to be safe. But critics accuse the companies of not following spraying guidelines closely enough. Attorneys in the Pioneer lawsuit say this video they shot shows pesticides blowing off a field near town. And even though many of the pesticides are the same ones used by farmers in the Midwest, for example, critics point out they're being applied during more months of the year here.
How can you tell me I don't have a right to know what they're spraying?
And that's why some residents, including local doctors like Rick Godding, believe more research is needed.
The thing about the physicians is we want to be very careful, and I think some of them are afraid to say anything because they're afraid to be perceived as saying they're spraying and therefore this is happening. I'm not saying that. I don't know any physicians that are saying that. What we're saying is they're spraying and we have some problems. Can we find out more about what they're spraying? And can we look at the possibility as to whether it's got an effect on some of the significant health problems we have in the community?
We have six eyes.
Even though that bill requiring the seed companies to create buffer zones and disclose their spraying was passed this week, at least one seed company said it's exploring legal options to block the legislation. So it could be a long time before these residents get all the information that they're looking for.